The Singapore noodles that I've eaten here in London, it's horrible.
All they do is put some curry paste in it. 9 times out of 10, it turns to be rubbish.
I had it once, and I've seen similar sort of dishes served by other restaurants, so I'm not going to order the same thing again.
Cuisine over here has almost been bastardized. It's not authentic, and I don't know whether they have such a thing as Singapore noodles in Singapore.
When it comes to noodles, Singaporeans can be a prickly bunch. But if there's no such thing as Singapore noodles in Singapore, how did it originate in the UK? Frustration? Plenty of that. Weeks of searching the web didn't get me any answers. The closest I got was...
The Times, UK, April 2004. The Lion City has long been a meeting place for Chinese, Malay, Indonesian, Nonya, Indian and European cuisines. This noodle stir fry is an irresistible fusion of ideas.
Yes, yes, but I want to know the origin. Let's try emailing that online resource on food history.
Lynn Oiver, editor, The Food Timeline, October 2004. Dear Anita, why do Westerner promoters call this particular dish Singapore noodles? Most likely because they're capitalising on the cosmopolitan reputation of the city.
I need a definitive answer. One last try. Terry Tan, Singapore-born food consultant based in London for the past 21 years. Terry, what's the story?
Funny you should ask me that, because I have direct involvement in the evolution of Singapore noodles in a way, because 20 years ago when I approached Kenneth Law, who is a venerable Chinese chef, has now passed away. Had a cookery school where I was teaching as well. And Kenneth Law decided in his restaurant, which was called Memories of China, to introduce what he deemed to be spicy noodles. And for want of a better name, he called it Singapore noodles. And then he gave a demonstration with me helping him. And he said, Terry, I want to steal your thunder by introducing a new dish that I've just hybridized called Singapore noodles.
Yes!
So it was the added spiciness that inspired the exotic name. But since curry powder is so mainstream these days, are Singapore noodles here to stay?
Definitely. Yesterday I was in Sloane Square, which is like, you know, Prince of Diana Land kind of thing, really upmarket people. I was giving a demonstration there, but I deliberately avoided calling them Singapore noodles. I said, these are spicy noodles of which you can create your own at home. We're using 4 or 6 of these pairs. And the inevitable comment was, you mean Singapore noodles? I said, no, I do not mean Singapore noodles. So I spent the next 25 minutes demystifying that. I think that stage two, that they now realise that, oh, if I'm creating Singapore noodles for my friends, I must justify and qualify that. Which one am I talking about? I said, there's gan lo mien, there is mee goreng, there is mee siam, there is laksa, there is nonya mee, there, just to name 5.
We get the point. So the next time you order Singapore noodles, remember, you really can be more specific.
What noodle? Chinese, Malay, Indian, what? They say Singapore, what? Kuay tiao or what? I go to a Singapore restaurant, either Chinese, Malay or Indian.